Oh, what did he say?
He said, we're all across the USA, the most listened to pet show today. Animal Radio, we're everywhere you go. Animal Radio. Animal Radio.
Well, you lucky dog, don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between. Visit them at fearfreehappyhomes.com. And thanks, Fear-Free, for underwriting Animal Radio. If you are out and about traveling with your animal, you probably have a restraint system that you're using in your car, or you may have one that, like I said, you have one where
a
Ladybug
booster will, seat.
Little, sits in a little booster seat.
Yeah, and then it has a little connector so I can put her harness on and connect it to her so she can't jump out.
Do you think it's very safe?
I think so.
If you were in an accident, you think the dog would be okay?
I'd like to think so, yes.
Okay.
Isn't she?
Well, maybe not. According to a brand new canine automotive restraint crashworthiness test done by the founder of the Center of Pet Safety, Lisa Wolko, who's joining us, there's a 100% failure rate.
100%. There's not one out there that...
Well, let's find out. Okay. Hi, Lindsay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Tell us about your test and your study.
We did a pilot study where we sampled 12 different harnesses, tested the four strongest, the ones that we deemed based on how the consumer would see them. We had experts, engineering and survivability experts, look at these products to help us select those. And from those tested, we had a 100% failure rate of those harnesses that were tested to provide protection to either the pet or the consumer if a crash occurred.
Now, there's been a lot of advances, let us say.
There have been, yeah. So Subaru, actually, they found value in the work we were doing, and they have stepped up this year, and we are working right now on a harness study. It's more robust than that. We're looking across multiple sizes, across multiple brands. And for this, we were very selective in the products we chose. So we're looking solely at those products that are claiming testing, and crash protection. And the good news for pet parents is that we are seeing better protection that's being afforded, but you have to be very discerning on how you shop for those products.
Now, are these restraint systems that you're seeing that are doing okay? Are they seat belts? Are they like car seats? What are they? What are they exactly?
Well, right, we categorize the products. So right now, what we are focusing on right now is just the harnesses themselves. We know that many of the other products out there, the add-on devices, like unfortunately the booster seats and like the zip line style products and extension tethers that you buy aftermarket, if you will. Don't have to go through testing. Many manufacturers do not test those products at all.
So I'm gathering that Subaru is trying to develop a seat that's going to be safe.
No, I think what they want to do is they just want to help give information to their constituency, to those people that travel with their pets. They value the safety of not only their consumer, but also the pets that travel with their family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's solely that at this point in time.
Now, how do you test these? Do you use real dogs, or are there dog crash dummies?
I have developed, actually, our team has worked together very, very hard over the past few years. We have our second phase, our second round of crash test dogs that we have developed. And I have to tell you, these guys are really tough. They are heavily engineered. We worked with an engineer who works with NASA to help us kind of formulate how we're going to put them together. And we have currently three different sizes that we use. We have a 25, and we also have an alternate 20-pound, 45, and a 75-pound that we're using at this, for this particular study. And we also have other dogs that we use for preliminary testing. And we have actually put a licensing agreement out there so manufacturers can actually license the use of these dogs.
Wow.
To test their own products.
I was a crash test dummy once
for
the Pinto brand.
We can tell.
Yes.
We can. Yeah, we can.
You know what? I watched these videos, and it actually looked like some of these restraint systems would actually cause more harm than had the dog not been restrained at all. Is that true?
No. You want them to use a restraint. We want consumers and pet parents to use these products. Right now, manufacturers just don't have to test. None of these products have to meet any standards. There are no standards that exist. So that's what we're trying to do, is give consumers the confidence in the products that they're currently lacking. But no, you absolutely should use a restraint.
So you're not saying just because they don't work that we shouldn't use them anymore?
Well, again, you know, we're testing them to an extreme crash condition. This is a 30-mile-an-hour. You know, these products can potentially help protect your pet from short stops, and hopefully no one gets in that type of collision. But that's why we have guidance on our website right now, on our fact page, on how to guide consumers until we're done with the study, how to find those crash-tested harnesses, how to ask those questions of the manufacturers on the type of testing that they've done, so that you have some assurance that the products are going to hold up a little bit better.
What is that website?
It's centerforpetsafety.org, and you want to go to our fact page.
I'm going to put a link from animalradio.com right to the fact page. So if you're driving along right now, you want to see what Lindsay's talking about, head on over to Animal Radio and click the link to the Center for Pet Safety. And you know what? I think it's kind of cool what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. We hope people find value in it. We are currently working to fund a containment study. So we will look at crates, carriers, and barriers. And we're also looking to fund a study on animal flotation devices.
Well, let's stay in touch.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
There you go. Lindsay Wolko, she's the founder of the Center for Pet Safety, joining us here on Animal Radio.
You know what was real cool about that was that Subaru was really interested in that they care about, you know, their consumers.
They know how many people have pets.
That's just really cool, though, that, you know, that makes me want to buy a car from them.
Not me. I don't like Subarus.
Yeah, it makes, well, when a company cares about the people they're selling to, that makes me want to buy their product.
You have a Hummer, don't you, Doc?
No, I don't have a Hummer. That's like a total gas hog.
Well, that's the nickname she has for her husband.
Judy wants to talk technical stuff here.
Yeah, I know.
We're having all this fun.
Well, I'm sorry. Got to get this show going. I know. That's my job.